Dem Rep. Demings, Some GOP Members of Congress Want a Modern-Day Civil War. By Pam Key on February 24, 2021. Representative Val Demings, DFL, said Wednesday on MSNBC's All In that some Republicans in Congress who voted not to certify the 2020 presidential election results after the riots at the Capitol on January 6 want a modern-day civil war. Discussing a congressional on domestic terror in America, Demings said, "What I have learned today is domestic terrorism. White supremacy since the founding of our country, and that we still are dealing with white supremacists and domestic terrorism, and that there are those who will continue to defend are those who are directly responsible. You know, we talk about Insurrection Day. We know that that was the direct result of the actions of the former president who helped to incite the attack against the Capitol. But unfortunately, many of my colleagues on this subcommittee and across the aisle, in general, have done everything within their power to continue to carry the big lie and the false narrative and not address the problems in this country that we have faced way too long, and that is again domestic terrorism, white supremacy, and extreme domestic individuals." She continued, "The majority of persons in the Republican Party in the House of Representatives voted to overturn the election. When President Trump and his enablers were standing at the podium saying, 'Go down to the Capitol, march down and fight like hell. Prepare for war, prepare for combat,' the same Republicans did absolutely nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, after the Capitol was attacked and we reconvened, they went back to carrying the big lie. I hear what they're saying. No, we're not talking about everybody in the party. But those who have participated by omission or commission deserve to be held accountable." She added, "The attack on the Capitol on January 6, it didn't just start that day. It was a culmination of vicious, hateful, violent rhetoric coming from the former president of the United States and others who were, you know, using the same language all over our nation. It culminated into that vicious attack. Look, people are listening, and they are paying attention to their leaders. And that's why I am so gravely concerned about persons in leadership position. Those who are elected to Congress who are not here to unify our country. Not here to heal old wounds and deal with the past ghosts in the room like racism and some of the injustices that we face. I really do believe they want a modern-day civil war. And those of us who don't want that, those of us who want just the opposite of that, have to use our voices in a bold and powerful way to speak up and speak out against those within Congress, in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, those at our communities, those at local and state levels. Remember, there were some state officials that were here on January 6 filming their illegal actions. So we have to use our voice in a more powerful and bold way to fight against the evils that are really trying to take hold of this nation." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.